Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Ready. It's that all-time creative mind, T-Hi, a.k.a. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's what's up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
It's about that time to get paid. Get laid. Cool in the shade. Drink a little bit of lemonade. Let me tell you what I want. Yo, I wanted this to be special. Something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might stay around old school, new school, no school rule. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing. You ain't, it's no need to curse. Ask me who she is and let me tell you first. Slow down, be cool, and don't act ill. I came to have a good time, party and chill with you. And don't worry, sweetheart, I'm still with you. And after we leave, we will continue with our plans. But plans are made to be broken, smoking. I'm not joking. Try to diss me and I'll give you a token. Cause I'm the type of brother that can't be stopped. And no matter what, I'm gonna
keep
while my mind say, come on. Yeah, come on.
Come here to get fresh crew. Yeah.
Yo, yeah. Now the music is bumping, good atmosphere. Jabril and Barry, they must have beat me here. There, in the booth, which is all soundproof, playing dope jams to rock the youth. But the MC on the mic shouted out, we got the Get Fresh Crew stars in the house. And as the crowd started breaking, I didn't reply, cause the only stars I know was in the sky. So we continue through the venue, didn't pretend to be nothing but Doug E. As a brother extended out his hand to me and asked me, would I rock the microphone? I just gave him a pound and I said, shalom. Sharp as a harp played by a musician. My body tone is like a throne. When Calvin Klein, Obsession Cologne, etc., etc., in a cashmere sweater. I'm in a Cherokee, Jewels in an Audi. And Barry B is riding with me. You see, we're the type of brothers that can't be stopped. And no matter what, we're gonna while my mind say, come on, it ain't. Now let the beat drop, pump it up, yeah, you know why, cause there's a Get Fresh crew, yeah, huh. Cause there's a Get Fresh crew, yeah. Huh. Cause there's a Get Fresh crew, yeah. Cause there's a Get fresh crew.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Big Mouth. J2 is incognito somewhere. I don't know if he's out on his bicycle with a flat, but I'm going to do my best to hold it down for y'all until he joins us, if he joins us. And if he doesn't, I don't know. It's just kind of weird talking to myself. I mean, I do it all the time at home, but on the air is something different. You know, they always say, if you answer yourself, you can talk to yourself, but you can't answer yourself. And I think I answer myself sometimes. So welcome, y'all, to That's What's Up. It's your girl, Big Mouth. It's as weird as hell that J2 is not here with me. Normally, he does his little thing. He says, you know, in the beginning about how everything on That's What's Up is for entertainment purposes only. So I'm broke. So is he. So, you know, you can't get blood from a turnip. This is all for enjoyment. It's just entertainment news. All right. So, normally I do shouts out to all of our listeners. I don't have my little sound effect crew with me. It's just weird. J2, hurry up and fix your flat and get home and call me so I can have somebody to talk to on. So anyway, so shout out. First of all, shout out to Blog Talk Radio, because if it wasn't for y'all, we just wouldn't be where we are. And we are so very thankful for Blog Talk Radio and its platform. So let me give my little shout out real quick. Y'all know, since J2's not here, I kind of want to play around with something a little bit. I don't know if it's going to work. If it does, it does. If it don't, it don't. It don't. It is what it is. So before I do the shout out, we're going to see how this works, y'all. All right, let's see. So we would like to give shout outs to all the people around the world. And listen to us. I'm trying to see, is that working, y'all? I get to play with stuff. Don't tell J2. So, we normally say shouts out to all of our listeners all around the world who we're very thankful for. Shout out to Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Peru, China, Canada, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, Argentina, India, Romania, the UK, the Netherlands, Finland, Croatia, Germany, Indiana, even though it is a city in the state that do listen to us. But India, the country of India. And we want to welcome our latest listeners, folks out there in Japan. Konnichiwa? Is that correct? I don't know, y'all. United States of America? I'm just happy to have everybody here listen to us. tonight listening to me. I don't know how this is going to go, but I do miss J2. We did have a lot to talk about together, but I'm going to do my best to hold it down, y'all. Oh, my goodness. And my little test. It's working. Oh, boy. We're going to have to do that one again next time. So, anyways. Oh, I got a call. Hold on real quick. Hello, caller.
Hey, it's me.
Is that J2?
Yes. Oh,
you fixed the flat?
Man, I know you. I was over here sweating bullets.
Oh, no. Well, I'm glad you made it. Welcome, welcome. You can say your little...
I've already
done everything that we normally do up until this point. I did the shout out.
You got the disclaimer. I got the I'm looking at everything right here.
Well, I gave my version of a disclaimer. Okay. I just told everybody we broke.
Sorry, I'm late, man.
This is for entertainment purposes.
For whole
you know,
the
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just welcomed all of our listeners, especially our latest listeners, Japan.
Japan.
Yes. So that's what we're doing. I'm so glad you made it. Because I don't like talking. Well, even though I may talk to myself when I'm at home.
Yeah.
But right now, no. As you know, crazy is crazy
well.
Does.
Yeah.
So I'm trying something new. You hear that background music?
Yes, I do. Bump
Isn't
it down just
nice?
A little bit. Yeah, bump it down just a little bit.
It's
right, almost too loud.
How's that?
Perfect.
Okay. Well, hopefully they heard me over that, over the stuff I said.
Okay.
But anyway, J2.
Yes.
You got the bike fixed.
Yes, I got the bike fixed.
Did you fix your flat tire?
Yes, I fixed the flat tire.
Well, I am so glad. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, you know, sometimes when you go through a rainy pool, and I'm like, oh, no, not today. Get thee behind me. Not today.
Right?
Hey, this for the world. Well, what's going on, too, man? It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. Look, I know I just came in. Hey, Carlos, how y'all doing? What's going on? What's going on? The whole world.
Yeah.
It's some weird stuff going around in Texas.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yes,
it's
yes,
nice
look.
Out here in the shy, but it's about to drop down.
Oh, everybody about to get
real nice. But it's about to drop.
Everybody's
tonight.
About to get this cold winter, this winter front that's coming through right now. It's going to be like 20 degrees lower than what it actually is.
Mm. Well, 2G's just left this morning. He couldn't get out of here last night.
Did y'all get a chance to talk to each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm not trying to pry, but I hope 2G's stepped up. He's like, yeah, I got to go see my girl Big Mouth.
You know, you must understand, 2G's is a very, very busy man. So, I understand that. And I know that.
Right.
So, you know, it is what it is. He does what he does.
That's what it do. That's what it do. I'm glad that you and 2G, you know, I'm trying to top it up and stuff like that. You know, that's a long-term relationship or friendship. What should I say? Let me say friendship. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
He normally comes in town at least for 4 days, but he was only scheduled like a day and a half. And so he was trying to get out this morning. But the weather down that way is so crazy.
Oh yeah, you talking about Hurricane Nancy?
Or whoever she is, yes. Brenda, Nancy, Joellen.
Hurricane Nancy putting houses in the Atlantic Ocean. That's a lot. It's a lot going on. I got a whole bunch to talk about today.
It is. So, but other than that,
let me start off with this.
Fred Nappa. Oh, I just thought of
Fred Nappa. Oh, okay. Well.
Okay,
this is going to trip you out. This is going to trip you. I have to get this out, okay?
What?
The TSA found a gun inside a turkey.
I heard that.
That's in Dallas.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it was at Dallas Fort Worth. Somebody tried to get a gun in with the turkey.
I heard that. People getting
crafty now.
Something I was listening to. People crazy.
Yeah, people crazy. Now you know who's crazy too. Donald Trump crazy too.
Well, wait. I just read. Evanston put this notice out. Do you understand? And this is a very
what happened?
Suburbia college town.
Where I am.
Well, it seems somebody tried to sneak into the high school with a loaded gun. This time with a loaded gun. The last time
what
that lady committed suicide, remember?
Yes.
Well,
apparently
was a student that tried to sneak into the school with a loaded gun.
You know what I think, Carl? I think this is a conspiracy theory. Why are these kids even getting close to bringing a gun at a high school, elementary school, middle school? What is going on?
I never thought of. It was
you
the
know
last
what I'm
thing of my
Why
mind.
Why is this happening? Right.
Are, I was thinking about
are some of the Democrats or some of the Republicans telling them to go on and take these guns to school so we can stop the gun laws in each and every state? It's not going to work in Texas. Texas is the first Wild Wild West.
We know that. The Wild Wild West.
Hey.
The Wild Wild West.
Oh, hey.
I'm not going to go there. But it's crazy. Control the guns. I know there's people are worried about their Second Amendment. And losing guns. I get that. But there should be a control.
Because we have a right to protect ourselves.
The guns.
We do have a right to protect ourselves if the government start acting a fool. So, yeah.
I get that. But we don't need AR-57s or whatever they are. And, you know, things that you would use military use. You know.
Of course, military grade. Of course, you know, I've been in the military. I mean, I got an AR.
Yeah, but
I told my wife about it too. But see,
don't
I don't think they need weapons like that.
Either.
Right, but
you don't
but
need
I don't
that
think
for
that
everyday life.
No, that's like if you're going hunting, or if you're actually going to war or something. Yeah, but I think they need to have more programs where criminals can't get the guns and take the guns off the streets from those who are not
criminals
like
that are getting those guns.
What?
Everyday regular people with mental illness are getting their hands on it. Everyday regular people who are just going through shit in their life are getting their hands on them. So, I don't know.
Well,
I think there has to be
crazy.
Some kind of control.
That's what I'm saying. It's a population control thing. The reason you mentioned suicide... You know, there was a shooting at the medical examining center in Dallas.
Oh, boy, do I have something to tell you about that.
Mm-hmm.
My friend.
Okay.
He's a medical examiner for Dallas County.
Right.
So he and the woman that got shot,
right,
were in there when the husband came in and shot her up. He's fucked up.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. Why did he shoot him, though? They didn't say nothing about it. I was like, why? Maybe he was mad that she was maybe messing around or something. But then he shot himself. So
it was a murder-suicide.
Yeah, that was premeditated then. So he was like, okay, I'm going to go shoot her about, and then I'm going to shoot myself. And somebody else got hurt, like a policeman.
Well, my friend is going through it.
Yes, he's probably freaking out. Or she.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably going crazy right now. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, my God, when somebody do run up in there in your house or run up in the business, you're like, oh, Lord, please let me make it home today.
All right. Man. Yeah. Okay, so today we're going to have a good show, I guess.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I got
that's
some juice.
Title. Mm-hmm. So, and while we were, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm a little buzzed. I levitated.
Okay. Levitations.
I'm sorry?
Levitations.
Oh, yeah. I had to. So,
okay.
We're going to do a break, a commercial break, some music, and then we'll come back.
Okay, because we got lots of, yeah, we got politics to talk about.
Yeah. We got it.
Okay, I'm with it. I'm ready.
All right, that's what's up.
And that's what's up.
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the day you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, Unit Number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon, the ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
This your boy B Original representing that Dallas, Texas. And you are listening to That's What's Up with J2 and my homegirl, Big Mouth, on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. shawty on my mind. Shout it like a friend. Pain, and I ain't got nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money is spent. But I don't need a fit, cause shawty priceless. I tell it like this, I've been. So baby, I can take you. I roll up, this is a hold up. It's your money, man, so to make me smile when ain't a damn thing funny. But still don't nothing move with the money. So baby, if we move, then we move with the money. Which is my favorite dish. But if I take shoes, I'll probably switch. And then we will probably switch. Now I'm walking up the street whistling this.
Can't get you off
Welcome back, y'all.
That's what's up.
So, before I forget,
okay.
I just want to put this out there. I got to.
Okay, let them have it.
All right, so this Saturday, SNL is going to be hosted by Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
And
what?
Guess who the music host is? Black Star. Yeah.
What?
Where's my arms at?
I don't know.
I wasn't ready for it.
What? I might as well go and do it.
Blackstar, Yasin Blake, yeah. Talib Kweli. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know where my horns are. Oh, y'all. Damn.
Is it in your purse?
Here we go. Da-da-da! Oh, I didn't push it. Yes. So this Saturday is going to be hosted by Dave Chappelle and Black Star, which
we gotta watch that, y'all.
Talib Kweli.
Oh, Talib Kweli, don't be
Black Star.
Yeah. Oh, so Mos Def will be in there too.
His name is not Mos Def anymore. It's called Yasin Bey.
What, he done changed his name on me?
Where you been for the past 10 years?
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gonna always be Mos Def to me.
Well, just like Kanye, who is now Ye.
Yeah.
Mos Def is known as Yasin Bey.
Yasin. Okay.
Is to Talib Kweli.
So I ain't gonna call him that no more. Yasin, I'm just gonna Yasin. What's up?
No. Talib is still the same.
Yeah.
Boy, I miss that crazy boy. Anyway, speaking of Kanye, yay! I hear Adidas is refusing to pay him his $1 billion.
What? Man, say, that's a reason to blow somebody up.
Nope.
Don't mess with my money.
I think they're blackballing him.
They blackballing him? But they still got to pay him for what they agreed for, though.
Well, they're trying not to pay him now. And
well, he gotta
they're
go
going
through
to continue with the Yeezy line. I don't want to wear it.
And that's what I was telling my baby. My baby goes like, I like Kanye, but his shoes, they are all right to me. But I think just to get a pair of those right now before they start making them.
$19.99 at Marshalls.
$19.99.
No, seriously. You didn't see that post I put up last week about the $19.99, how Kanye was owed $400 or $500 a week before, and then the following week there were $19.99 Marshalls. No joke.
Oh, he was giving a special. Kanye doing a special? Or that was just a discontinued one?
No, those. I don't know.
That's just a regular. Y'all need to go get them $19.99 pair of Yeezys before they be $5,000 next year. Might as well get that $19.99. You know, Kanye, I can see it.
He does not have anything to do with the Yeezy brand anymore.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You might as well go ahead and get that pair of Send me this. Look, I'm going to send you $20. Go and get that pair of $19.99. Yeah.
They're not very cute to me.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they all right, but, you know, it's just, you know, I guess it's an extra commodity that you can have in your closet and say, yeah, I'm 80 years old now. I bought these Yeezys when I was 44.
Because I was digging through the crates earlier today trying to pull out my winter stuff. I just got too much stuff.
Yeah, that's what I got to do, too. I ain't got nothing winter in my house right now. Everything is summer stuff.
I'm telling you, I don't need to buy anything. No shoes, no boots. I can open a resale store on clothing, boots, accessories. I'm thinking about doing that. And I might call it mini me.
Oh, okay.
For little people that are no larger than a size 7.
Okay. That's what size you wear, a size 7?
No, I don't wear, I do wear size, I have some, but I can go from a size 7 down to a size 4.
Ooh, how can you do that? How you going to go down? That must be some slippers.
I've always been little.
Oh, you're talking about clothes, too.
I'm talking about shoe-wise, I'm the same, 7.5, 8.
Okay.
But clothing, a 7 down to a 4.
Woo, girl, you got that good jeans.
Well, thank you.
You got those good jeans, girl. We ain't talking about Levi's.
Too much of that stuff. What you say?
I said, you got them good jeans, and we ain't talking about Levi's.
No, sir.
No, sir. All right.
So,
yeah, look.
Yes, sir.
We going to talk about Herschel Walker. What's Herschel Walker doing in politics right now?
Well, they're going to have a runoff.
Well, okay, yeah. So, they were saying that the year for the U.S. Senate to be, you know, Republican or Democrat, it might go down to the Atlanta election with Herschel Walker versus the pastor.
Dumbass.
Man, I don't know what Herschel Walker
is. He does. Like, he's got a bunch of in his mouth.
I mean, it just don't sound right coming from Herschel Walker.
I shouldn't say that, but
Walker.
He does.
And why is he in Atlanta? Is Herschel Walker from Atlanta?
He's from Georgia area.
Yeah, he's from Georgia.
Augusta,
I guess he thought he could just get into politics.
Because my family's Augusta, Harlem, down in there.
Okay.
I don't know where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yeah, Urshan Walker, where are you from, bro? Dallas Cowboy.
He don't know where he's from. He's just idiot.
I'm from Mediaville. Wow. I'm not gonna talk about. Some people just don't need to be in certain circles, and that's probably not one of his circles he needs to be in.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, now, you can stand around with your golf clubs and look like you're doing whatever you're doing.
Right.
Something like that. But to actually work in government, no.
Yeah, like, okay, I understand you got some money, but everybody's not qualified to be, you know, a governor or a city councilman or, you know, on a Senate seat or whatever. Is that what he's
That's
at?
That's how he talks. Yes.
Well,
Did you hear about that girl down there in Kentucky?
Huh?
Did you hear about that girl down there in Kentucky?
Which one?
There was a young Caucasian girl, affluent Caucasian girl, and she came in the dorms intoxicated. And you know how they have the people that work at the desk at the dorms?
Right, right. The hall monitors.
The girl was trying to go inside the dorm. The hall monitor, who was a sister, had never seen her before. So this girl goes off on the sister, called her a ninja, a biscuit.
What?
They called it all on air.
All those negative connotations.
A biscuit and a ninja.
Call it a biscuit.
Well, and then there was
you
some earlier footage of her at some other party where she was talking about the person. They didn't know who she was, who her family was, and their clothes looked. They were poor. Anyway, what'd they do? Criminal charges on her. And
racial slurs and stuff like that.
They kicked her out of school. But it took them a few days to decide what they were going to do.
Really?
Yeah. They just kicked her out of school. Was it yesterday?
Oh, they kicked her out of school? They're like, look, we don't have no time for no racism in there, man. You gotta go on and get out.
Well, it's Kentucky. I think the University of.
Yeah,
so,
UK.
It took them a few minutes to decide how they were going to handle this. And they shouldn't, if that was the case, they should not have taking so long to decide.
Right, right. Look, she was already intoxicated. She probably came in late. You know, you in your college and
she
yard.
Lived in that building, but she went to that school. I don't know. You know, marshmallows get away with a lot.
That's crazy.
Sometimes.
Just crazy.
And that's sad to say.
Done.
All right, J2.
I got one more thing to say. You know, Miss Grinham, out there in Russia?
Yeah.
They moving out to another facility.
Oh.
Saying that the new facility that she is at is going to be kind of like, you know, like pretty much, I'm just going to say it, slave work, free labor.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They're going to try to put her to work at the new facility that they sending her to. Why won't you just let that girl go back home? It ain't nothing but a little piece of a little stick or whatever she had. Man, what?
She had a bunch of cartridges. And those are illegal in Russia, whether we want to accept it or not.
Or not.
So she should not have even had them on her person. Trying to get back in to that country.
But you know what? She been even playing ball for a minute,
just,
so she already knew the
law. It was a slap on your hand. What now?
She already knew the law. She been playing in Russia for years.
Well, and she's probably been getting away with it for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it, she got caught.
And this time they just called her.
That's their law.
I got your black ass. I got your black ass.
That's their law. We have to respect that. We may not like it.
Right.
But we have to respect that.
Yeah, like
all
when
right,
you in Rome, do as Romans do. Yeah.
Do as Romans do?
Yeah,
what
do as the Romans do. When you're in Rome, do as the Romans do, man.
Like she probably couldn't find something out there. I'm sure they got it. Okay.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to go to commercial break.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. Y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, Lady Barber? I see you out there.
Love you, baby.
Escalade with a made man in it. Rose gold shades with the rose lenses. Pink champagne in the flow so endless. All I seek is perfection. Ain't no secrets, I'ma eat that for breakfast. Keep her close to me like lyrics she spoke to me. In the middle of the winter, summer, let her close to me.
All these stars out and these people know my name. I could be so pretentious, but he likes me all the same. And he likes Don't break my heart. Don't break it.
up, everybody? This is Dante the Great, one half of the legendary group Mood, one half of the legendary group Space Invaders. You tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with J2 and Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. So, J2.
What is going on?
We got a caller that's been holding.
And we got a caller.
Yeah. So, we will bring this caller in. Hold on. I know who this is.
You know who that is?
You do, too.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Beth. Miss Beth?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Very good. I've been taking notes on everything you've said. It took me a long time to get in. However, you talked about Kanye when I got in. And there's a large group of black women in Chicago who are lighting candles and praying for Kanye to come home.
Aww.
And make a Mecca on the south and west sides. Open it up. You know, forget all those people. Come home. Become the godfather, the king. And do something for his home. Do something different and new. Build factories and whatever on Halsted. Halsted it's just terrible. The south side, you know, the streets where there used to be commerce and factories, it's vacant lots. You know, we had many, many different types of businesses in Chicago. They're all small manufacturing. He can design his shoe and have him make it in Chicago. You know, he could do all that. He could design Yeezys or whatever. Come build, help the young people.
Yeah, he can use his own name to make his own shoe.
Well, he's not using anymore.
But you know, he's done his mother's home. He's remodeled Sister Donay's home, and it's beautiful. But he needs to come home. These women are praying for him. Just come home.
We're trying
to get the word out to the world. But, you know, nobody will say it because they know that it would be right. And so he did come home. He said all anti-Semitic, whatever, whoever. We don't care. Just come home and build your little area. Become the godfather. The king.
Okay.
Put it out there. This is worldwide. Put it out there if you feel that way. Okay, that's my comment about Kanye. Now, my next comment about Brittany Grimes. It's so terrible. They have moved Brittany Grimes, and she's in it's called her new home, a concentration camp.
Oh, wow.
Relabeled.
But we in America need to show up for her. We should at least once a week go out in masses and pray to her outside all over the world to see, let her see we are out here. Let's make some noise. Less black folks, let's wake up. People, we've got to get in the streets and start mass and telling you what we need and who we are. America is a very young country. And the development, according to the world, really, America is very young. They developed a race of people that they deny. This is a fantasy. The people that they developed this race, they deny them that they're really not people. They're just something, you know, because they came from rape. And I went out there and got you, all the women, and had. Then you have a white child. This mother has given a blue-eyed, brown hair. This woman from the first African. She's pure African. And this man from Scotland put those genes in there. And she had a blonde hair, blue-eyed daughter. Okay?
What?
1700. America! But this is denied a child, but she's black. And then 700 years, now you go, 2022. Still dealing with abortions and our government. Think about when they read the history 100 years from now and say how America was so stupid they talk about race and sex in their newspapers. That was the information. What kind of people they were? They were hung up. You know, their newspapers are talking about LGBTQTMNLPQ.
Right.
The sex, first, America made history. Lesbian governor of somewhere I saw. I don't know, some woman, she's a lesbian, and she's the first Caucasian lesbian governor. That's America. Who in the fuck cares if she's who she's doing it to? That doesn't matter. We want to know what can you do to help the people. But all I'm saying is, this is America. And why? Because they mask our superiority.
Mm-hmm.
Once we begin to get back in order and rule.
Right.
But look at all that they do to keep it. We are a superior race. We're half African and half Scottish. We're half Northern European and African. They don't want to give us that credit. You know, they deny you are three-fifths of a person. America. So let's cut all this. Get all over the world. All of us people who are black from the – let's get out and campaign for Britney and Kanye come home and – The weather today, winter, 76 degrees, and you know tomorrow it's going to be 41.
Oh, I know. Here,
in this part of the world, we have a closet, we have four closets, and lots of clothes for each season.
And summer, got them.
And those who like to dress, have wardrobes and all that, have all four closets for different temperatures. And like today, you could wear 76, but you've got to have that other closet ready, that summer closet that you've just put away. It's so wonderful. That I love it. My sister hates it. That's why she's in California. Hates the winter. There's so many. Hates the cold. I love it. The colder it gets, I bought a fur coat that's so fine. But it's for 50 below this good weather. And Carla, when I leave the world, I think I'm going to give that coat to you if you'd like it.
Oh my God!
Okay.
You know, if you want it, it's got my initials. It's beautiful. It's a fox and something in it.
Pearls that you gave me.
Yes, wonderful. Okay, but anyway, I had the hardest time getting in.
That was us because we were talking, and I was.
And I touched on every subject you all hit on, so
right.
I just love your. That chicken in Kentucky, you know, people are crazy. You know, they are nuts. You know, we have to let them know that our history is very strong. And, you know, the cell phone was made by, I can't remember her name. I'm doing a disjustice because I should know her name. Like, I should know Latimer and names to tell you.
Well, I remember something who had to do with the two-way pager. I'll leave that alone. And on that note, I'll be back. I go commercial break. Ms. Bev, let them know.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Pardon?
Let them know that's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
It is what it is.
Absolutely, that's what's up. And more. And dot, 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 dot.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped. Landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this.
Now we can end the story right here. But shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing. He couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kickflip he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit. Cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. So we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick. My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers in the twine with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, and coast.
Before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They had to any place with stairs, any good grind, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Yo, 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 yo. This your boy, Ju, Found Life representative. You listen to That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio, Big Mouth, and J2, and it's a Found Life thing. All the way from Dallas to the Bay. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up.
That's what's
J2.
Up.
Is Babby still here with us?
I'm still here, darling.
Well, I know I wanted to say something before I got off this night. Snoop Dogg. It's going to have a biopic movie. And the young man that was the director or the writer from Wakanda Forever, what's his name? Cole?
Okay.
Robert Cole or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
He's going to be doing Snoop Dogg's biopic.
Oh.
Put that out.
What
there.
Is a biopic?
It's a biography.
Oh, I
see.
By Snoop Dogg.
We don't know.
Okay.
And Elon Musk now has taken over Twitter, has fired all these people, and wants to start charging people, everyday people, to get that blue check.
He got off.
Using Twitter?
Yeah, for using Twitter. You know, that blue check mark was to let us know that those people were authentically who they were. Now anybody with a credit card can pay for that. How you feel about that?
Wow.
Whoopi got off. A lot of people are leaving.
I know. I heard that.
Yes.
I don't even use it. Now, listen. I used to be one of the beta testers when Twitter first started.
Okay.
There wasn't nobody but on there but Erykah Badu, Questlove, what's her name? Not Big Mouth, but the other lady that wrote the book. Stefan. What her name is?
Oprah Winfrey?
No. Back in the day, I was one of the testers on Twitter.
He wrote
before
the
Twitter
book,
became
Big Mouth Lady.
What did you say?
Okay, I'm thinking out loud, the Big Mouth Lady. I'm sorry.
Well,
who wrote
her name
the
is
book
Corinne
about,
Steffen. That was her name, because she's the one that got me onto Twitter as the beta tester. So
okay.
Back then it was so much fun.
Okay. Now it's making sense. As the beta tester when it first got on.
Yeah, when it first started. It was
right.
So much fun on Twitter. And when you watch how it grew, and now it's not shit.
A lot of people like it. Still, you know, it's a big thing. Some people use it and some don't. But it's still, for some people, you know, they still like it.
I use it.
I don't know how to work it well,
but
I look at it.
Bots on there now.
It's interesting.
How live quality.
Say what they have to say, what's on their mind. That's all we know. People are nuts. The world.
Yeah, people are going nuts because we're crazy.
Funny
that you said
Twitter and tweet.
That you said that because I want to say something about mental health also with people going crazy. There was this lady named Susan O'Connor that cut her baby out of her stomach.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Why?
She cut the baby out of her own stomach. They gave her death in jail. Yep.
Oh,
Susan O'Connor killed the baby because she couldn't have an abortion, because that's a big thing right now. And I guess she felt like, okay, I don't want the baby. I'm gonna cut it out.
How old was this child that you cut out?
Okay,
she
I think
cut it
she was
out
in
of
a,
her?
Like,
she had
yeah,
to cut,
she
it,
cut,
she
it
cut
out
herself
her.
And pulled it
pregnant.
Out. Pardon?
She was still pregnant.
Oh, dear. Oh.
This
how you going to do that? Just cut the baby out your own coochie?
Pull it out and cut it. I don't know. Was this on Twitter? Because you know
though,
they do a fact check. Did you get this off of Twitter?
No. I got this off the news.
So it may not be true.
Elon Musk ain't got nothing to do with this one.
Oh, okay. What? Oh, my dear. Oh, Lord. So terrible.
Well, Ms. Beth,
thank you so much
for calling in. You know, we always enjoy talking with you.
Yes, and I'm going to say thank you, and I'm going to say this quickly. It's all about racism
and who we are, and all, you know, come on, America, there needs to be a solace. Leave it alone. It is what it is. You did it.
It
now
is
accept
what it is.
It. And leave it alone and let's move on. People are people. Stop trying to categorize, number, count, initialize, and you know, from the top to the bottom. Peace. What's up? Goodbye.
Bye, Miss Beth.
Danny B.
Bye.
What's up?
Bye.
Hey, okay, you found the
horn. No, that was the applause. I gotta figure out. You know, I'm a little faded. So,
if I could help you preset it, it should always pull up.
It's already preset. It's just a matter of finding it on
when you need.
My
you gotta go to the folders and stuff.
So. Hey, J2,
what's up, D-Man?
Take off. They said that, I'm trying my hardest not to dip my toe in this water. I am. I really am.
Okay.
But
you gotta
what
say
they're
it.
Saying
you gotta
now is that he was set up. I need to leave this alone.
Wait. You got to make it clear. Make it clear.
Make
who got
clear.
Set up?
That takeoff was set up.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. This is big for me because, you know, I'm in Texas right now, right?
I know.
Okay. So you had a major VIP party. Okay, in Houston, Texas, Jackson State versus TSU, which is a big game. You know, Jackson, I got to show you some love because I went to Jackson State. But I don't know why you got to come to Houston, you at a VIP party, and somebody shoots you. That is a setup. It's a touchy situation.
As much as I want to comment on this,
I'm probably going to say too much about it either.
I better not. Let me shut up. Let's
marinate on that one because that's a big issue right now. I got so much to say about that.
I really can't. You have to understand, J2, I got to be careful how I say things about this.
Tread easy. We just going to glance over it, and then I just got to say something, too, though. I got to say something.
Yeah.
We're
going to marinate on it.
Yeah, marinate on it a little bit. Marinate.
Showed up. Shawty. What'd he do? Gee. Pimpin'.
Oh boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of Elle magazine. My whole bottle. Look pimp juice, I keep him on. Bad than a mother.
Oh, I need a bad girl. If you're a bad girl.
Players, when you see me, act like you know me. I keep a dollar worth a dime. You know, pimp, it ain't easy. For all my chicks in the club, who knows how to cut a rug?
If you're a bad girl, get at me, bad girl. gonna flow now. Look at them bad girls moving it, making faces while they
doing it.
Oh, I wanna take one to the restroom. So close, I'm smelling like your perfume. If you're a bad girl, get at me, bad girl. Hurt me, baby. Take it in the way I like.
I'm ready to be bad.
I need a bad girl. Need a bad girl,
bad baby.
Get at me, bad girl.
Mama, give me one of them.
Whoa.
Give me one of them. Give me one of them.
One of them.
Give me one of them. Give me one of them.
Whoa.
Oh, 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 oh.
Get at me, bad girl.
Mama, give me one of them. Give me one of them. Give me one of them. Get me one of them.
Baby,
give me one of them.
What you looking for? Come see me in the VIP. It's very necessary to be the kind of girl for me. If you are, then baby, come let's
TripleDGear.com, Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Hey, yo, check this out. This your boy, Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
What's up, y'all? Welcome back.
What's up? Welcome back.
All right,
yeah,
J2.
Yeah.
So you said you had something about that situation
Takeoff.
A little something.
Takeoff, look, he came to Houston, tried to do a show. He was at a bowling alley. Bowling alley, okay, this must be one that's open past 2 o'clock. And
yeah, we know all
he
that.
He got attacked because of the argument.
So,
they had
yeah,
an argument outside the bowling alley.
We know that.
And I ain't going to say what everything, but I just believe that, yo, bro, you're in the eyes of the public. You don't need to stay out up past 2, 3 o'clock. That's when stuff happens.
That wasn't it. That wasn't it, baby. So,
okay,
on that note, we're going to leave that alone.
Okay, we're going to leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah. J2, you got some positive affirmations to say?
Oh, yes, always and forevermore. Look, everything is going around. People are needing mental health. If you need some help, if you need to talk to someone, dial that 811. Dial that 811 because, you know, there are people here
to help you get through your pain and your suffering so you don't have to endure that, you know. And you know who is the best mediator?
Who?
B.O.D.
Okay.
Get on them knees and say, Lord, help me. I'm needing some help. I need some help. I need some help. And keep your head up. Keep your head up regardless of what situation you're going through. Everybody going through it. It's been a long 2, 3, 4, 5 years, COVID-19, mental health issues. Look, get on them knees and say, Lord, just help me. Give me a helping hand. I need you because the grace and mercy can't come from no man. It only come from God. Get on them knees and pray right now. If you're hurting, go ahead and get on them knees. If you're going through a financial situation, get on your knees. If you're going through a homeless situation, get on your knees. If you had a job and you need a new one, get on your knees. Because God will give you everything you need.
Yes, he will. And on that note, like the farmer said,
okay.
I don't know what I'm going to eat again because I had okra and black-eyed peas and rice earlier. That sounds good.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
Like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now. Dig you
Indeed,
later.
You
good
look.
Night, day two.
Good night, man.
I'm glad you
love
fixed
you.
Your bike.
Yeah, I've got everything fixed up.
Good night, sweetheart. When's time to go? Good night, sweetheart. When's time to go?
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.